Live on a podcast. Well, welcome to the D&K Straight Talking Repos League Show. And me and Keith will be here for the next hour and a bit, just talking about the actual season and the review of how everything's gone in the season for certain clubs and certain bits and bobs. But Keith, yourself, had a good week?
Yeah, not bad day. Busy. We had our presentation on Saturday, but no, it's been good.
Anything that surprised you yourself in the last week?
No, don't surprise me, Dave. No, listen, take non-league football out of the equation. I think it's been the best week of football I think I've ever known. With all the games. So the only downside is obviously Arsenal getting through to a final, but it's been good. Obviously, we're going to talk about a few things later on. So,
well, I mean, talking of that, I mean, as you just said, I mean, amazing to see, you know, the comebacks that came. But I mean, I suppose people ranting and raving about the Liverpool one, but I think the Spurs one probably had to top it, didn't it? I mean, I know we were locking the shop up at work, and people were saying to me, "Oh, look, you know, they're out, Dave." Now, of course, I'm an Arsenal fan, and I went to lock the shop up literally on 10 o'clock, and the pub across the road went absolutely mental. But of course, on the actual radio, they were still drawing or you know, losing the to what they needed. And of course, as soon as he said that, he said they've scored on that as well. But that was some comeback, wasn't it? Without who they'd gone wrong.
Brilliant. And my boy woke my little boy up. he's a Spurs fan. So, nah, it's good. It's good for English football.
I mean, I suppose on that side of it, the only downside for all of that, I suppose, would be the fact that they've now got to travel so bloody far away and not many tickets to actually be able to do it with as well.
Yeah, that's the downside, isn't it?
I saw our friend Lee Judge's quite a tweet today saying that he ain't going to pay it and he ain't going to go. Yeah, all the way to Baku for a London derby. Ain't bad, is it?
I've actually heard the Eastman League Cup final next year is in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me either. That wouldn't surprise me. But, I mean, some of the topics that, you know, we're going to try and cover tonight, of course, Heybridge Swifts and the non-promotion, Tonbridge Angels and what they had to go through to get there. There was a little bit of a mistake on a website during the week, which caused a bit of a few ripples in one team. Of course, I saw on Twitter again this week that Bishop Stortford, they may be well in their third league in 3 years. And the weird thing of people and or clubs, shall we say, announcing players already signing for them, and we haven't even the season literally finished last weekend. So it'd be interesting to get Keith's views on that. But I suppose starting straight off, I suppose Heybridge Swifts. I mean, I spoke to Julian Dix before the playoff semi final against Averley, and you know, wished him all the best in that game. And you know, in that game against Averley, you know, I think as we mentioned before, you know, they were outstanding in that game. You know, went down to 9 men and still looked like they could score when they wanted to. And, you know, then getting to the final, was, I think if I'm right in saying, what was it, 2-0 up, and they scored two goals in injury time as well, Morden, and then went on to win the game. And it must be a sort of a, I don't know, how do you react to that, Keith? I mean, how do you react to the fact that, yeah, great, you know, we've just won the playoff final, and then, you know, a day later, Yate had to lose or whatever it was, and the result went the wrong way, and you're not promoted.
Yeah, we spoke about this before, Dave, and I thought it was, you know, we said it was a joke. Ashford were going into it as well against Horsham, knowing if they won, they weren't going to go up as well. You know, it's just been a farce. It's absolute farce. It's the FA again, isn't it? It's not the league's fault. It's the FA's fault. Maybe we could say it's the league's fault for going with it when the FA said about it, but you know, I think if all the leagues would have made a fuss, but it's just farcical. Funny thing is as well, Dave, when I was watching the Heybridge Morden thing come in, 6 years ago, exactly to the day, my Thamesmead side were losing 2-0 to Morden, come back and drew 2-2, and Morden lost on penalties there as well. So if they would have looked at history, they know they were going through.
I mean, it's got to be harsh. I mean, are you surprised, though, that, I mean, are you surprised that Gary or that there hasn't been too much more of anything more said about it? I mean, I've not seen too much said about it in a negative way from Gary or Julian or anybody, really, from Heybridge.
But it goes two ways, Dave. Firstly, you know, they've got to celebrate. They've won the playoffs. No one can take that away from them. They've done that. you know, I see the bits, we're going to talk about Tunbridge, when they won their playoff and people were celebrating and a couple of people tweeted, why are you celebrating? You're not up yet. Well, because they've won the league's playoff.
Mm.
It's a final. They've done brilliantly doing that, Heybridge. I said to you, I'm not sure and disappointed with the North Ferriby thing. Obviously, you know, they're saying maybe teams going to get a reprieve where Heybridge should have took their place or someone, because there's also another team. It's not just Heybridge as well. It is the two winners out of the other one as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel for them. They put a lot of work in. You know, will they get another chance to do it again next year? Hopefully. But I don't. It just didn't sit with me when I found out at the beginning of the season. And I just think more should have been made of it. Clubs should have really kicked up a fuss. This is the only thing I don't get, that I don't like. When you're told stuff at an AGM, I think the things like this, the league should come to the clubs and go, this is what the FA are recommending. How do you want us to go about it?
Yeah.
And I think every league should do that. But we're not. We're just all told. Oh, the FA said that. You know, that wouldn't happen in the Premiership.
No.
The FA wouldn't tell the Premiership what's going to happen. So, and I keep saying this, why are we letting it happen? And I just think there needs to be more of a stepping stone. I think the league needs to tell the club a little bit more when they go to these meetings earlier what's going on. That's my own personal point of view. And then the clubs may be able to do something about it. I don't know.
Yeah. On that sort of side of it, I mean, how must the league feel itself? You know, they've got like a team that's in their league that's, you know, that no disrespect is, you know, should be going up, and they're not going up. I mean, the league itself must feel a little bit, I don't know. I think if I was Nick, I'd probably be looking at thinking, you know, maybe, you know, you're questioning it with the FA. I mean, it's one of those things where it's one of your clubs and all of a sudden one of your clubs can't go up.
You don't know what's going on, Dave. You know what the situation is like there. It's just something that it's happened. Everyone knew it was going to happen. Unfortunately, it's happened to one of our teams. If it had been a Northern side or a Southern, another Evo Stick side, we wouldn't be making a fuss about it, would we? But
no.
It is a shame. They've done brilliant doing what they've done. I just think, like I said, that it should have been sorted out before. It's a lottery. It is a farce. It is a farce. You know, you go to people, well, who's going to pay their wages? And they just go, who cares? Who's going to pay it? But, you know, I bet they had to split the finals money.
I mean, I kept seeing people tweeting saying, I bet the Isthmian League won't put up, you know, we're going up banner, you know, like I think they put up most of the time, so, you know, the rest of it. And you think, well, yeah, but hang on a minute. People always seem to blame the league for the situation when it's not a league thing as such. The rule's been made by the FA, but, you know, I suppose that must have been difficult as well, seeing that and, you know, and not putting out, you've got to have it there just in case Morden go through and et cetera, haven't you?
Well, like I said, once the rule was put in place, it's taken out the league's hands, isn't it?
Mm.
Once it's there, as you know before, last year, mate, when it come in, you know, he's forever quoting the rules in the handbook, so they knew it. Everyone knew it. You just got to get on with it.
Mm.
I do feel for Heybridge. They've had a fantastic season. As much as I'd have felt for Tunbridge if they wouldn't have got up.
Mm.
But I do feel for Met Police, who are not in our, you know.
Yeah.
They should be up as well, Dave.
And it's one of those things, I think it's one of those things, though, for Heybridge. You know, they've always been like the nearly club, haven't they? As such, getting into the playoffs, just missing out. And I know they lost out to Arlo at one stage as well. And they finally get there, get over the line, and then they get pushed back over the line again. You know, I mean, for people like Gary and Julian this year, and I suppose even to the extent of Jodie Brown, they've got to feel, you know, absolutely, you know, gutted, haven't they?
Yeah, of course they have. They've done everything that's asked of them and more. And they've won everything and they should be sitting in step three next year.
Mm.
I would be looking at, but well, if it was me, I'd be going to the FA and, you know, saying, why ain't we going up with North Ferriby? Why aren't we taking their place? I'd be asking as many questions as possible, but it might happen, you know. What happens if another club goes down, you know, unfortunately we don't want it, but goes out of business? Does it open up a place and they can go? They're all the questions that weren't answered, what we were asking before the season finished, Dave. Nobody knew, you know. you would think that that would happen. They're able to get a phone call like, this has happened, you're next in line. But it won't do.
And that's just, you know, as I say, you just got to feel so sorry for every single body connected with Heybridge, you know, with what's happened to him.
Yeah, you do, and but I said to you, I don't think, Dave, you can take, I don't think you should take anything away from what Heybridge have done, and this talk isn't about them winning it, it's about them not going up, so it's a bit more negative. I think, you know, everyone can keep saying, how great it done, congratulations, you've won it, for no fault of your own, you're not going up, it's not as though your ground's not ready. You know, and just let the FA take the blame for them being absolute idiots.
And I mean, on that sort of side of it, we've not heard too much more about, you know, ground grading or anybody that hasn't sort of managed to get their, you know, their dressing rooms. That seems to have all gone very, very quiet all of a sudden.
Yes, funny that, isn't it? Might be a few big clubs there that are struggling, that's why. So the FA might not want their out. But yeah, no, it's true. I've been told that some clubs haven't done it, but they gave the FA, shown them that they will be done in the time. But different ground graders do different things, Dave. It's, again, that's an absolute joke as well. You know, some ground graders will let you get away with different things than others. I'm not naming names, but if you go around the grounds and every people that are watching go to different grounds and go, why is that like that? And they know. So, again, that's not a league thing, so I'm not having a go. In case people think I am, just a crappy FA, innit?
Before we go on to Tonbridge, because that was the next thing on the list, but Saints seems to have jumped up that the list a little bit, I think, from in the last half an hour or so. I mean, you know, the breaking news, of course, that Jay Saunders has been reappointed as manager of Margate. I mean, that's a turn up for the books. I mean, I don't think anybody was expecting to see that happen.
No, not really. Not after. Well, I certainly wasn't. Obviously, they announced that he was you know, leaving, which shocked a lot of people because he come in and he done one heck of a job there.
Yeah.
They're a massive club, Dave. They've got a lot. They underachieved. Jay come in and done a brilliant job. But it seems strange. Obviously, it must have been down to finances or a deal. But Jay is a very, very good manager. Margate's a really decent club and it's a great fit. So, yeah, obviously the Margate fans will be happy. Some of them will be scratching their head, as you said, like we are. But, It's great for Margate and it's great for Jay.
And now, do you see then that you know, some of the players that maybe left at the end of the season might be coming back? And I mean, do you see them being a bit of a force in the league next year?
Well, their defensive record, Dave, was in the top four of the league. Their goal scoring record was second from bottom. I think they knew that. They had to stop them losing. Jay done that. I think he, we said last year they should be one of the favourites. And I think they will be again this year. But, as you know, it's a very strong league.
But I'll say he came in, didn't he? And he seemed to have that magic touch the minute he walked in the door. And they seemed to, you know, to fly up the table. And at one point, we thought they might even get a sneaky chance of sneaking in the playoffs. And then they seemed to drop away again at the end. And then before we knew what was going on, Jay had gone.
Yeah, like I said, it's a bit, you know, we don't know the ins and outs. You know, his record speaks yourself, his organisation. I know Jay well. He's a good lad. He's a top manager. You know, there's a few national sides that maybe should have took him. And still will, maybe. But he's mostly sitting there thinking that Margate, and they have been there before, he can take up. You know, they're very similar to Tonbridge. Maybe slightly a bigger club than Tonbridge. No disrespect to any Tonbridge people out there, but I mean, in the catchment and where they've been and the size of the support that they can get. But they're very similar, and I think they can do the same. They've got lovely people over there. You know, the board seem lovely. Like I said, the supporters can be on your case a bit, but they're very passionate and they've got a great following. So I'm pretty sure that now with Jay being announced, that their odds will be slashed. I think there will be me personally, I think they will definitely be in the top 5-6.
And of course, we wait to see, I suppose, this week. At some point during this week, we get to find out who is going to be in what league. I think it's going to be sometime this week. I've seen a few things.
It's only proposed, David, isn't it? You won't know who's in what league until the AGM. This is the only thing I think's wrong. I think the AGM for leagues, not just ours, needs to be a lot sooner.
Mm-hmm.
I know the conference is before ours. Ours seems later. You know, with the announcement that you can't, you know, players can't be signed on until after that time officially. You don't know what league you're in officially till then. Doesn't give you too much time to plan. And I keep people keep forgetting that, you know, a lot of these team, older teams mostly are volunteers.
Mm.
And they need as much time as you can. Now, you can't play in pre-seasons because you don't know what league you're going to be in.
Yeah.
And just say, for instance, we got moved again. We've got, you know, we've got five games against teams at our level. If you got popped it out, it's not going to happen with us at that. But you've got to change all your pre-season again. Mm. You've got to change everything.
So when is that? When is the league AGM then?
June the 15th, I think.
And if I'm right, am I right in saying this year it's down in Brighton this year, isn't it? Is it down in Brighton?
Brighton this year, mate. Mm. Brighton. You've got to wear really all that weird colourful stuff down there, they reckon. So you've got to go in there dressed as the village people. So there we go. But no, I will be popping down there for a little bit. Are you going?
No. So I don't get the invite, unfortunately. So because I'm not like yourself, you know, managing a club, so I don't get the invite. I used to when I was with Harlow, but of course not anymore. So unless you know there's a ticket coming through the door or a couple of tickets for me and the missus to go down there from the league.
Vice chairman hasn't invited you.
No, not at all, mate. No. Wow. Or the chairman, or the secretary, or anybody else hasn't been on the board either. So if you're out there and you want to send tickets this way, by all means do, because we'll be there. Because I must admit, he's one...
dressed envelope, and you can also stick a dinner jacket in.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't mind wearing white. I've got red, white, whatever colour you want. But, no, in all fairness, I mean, I used to enjoy that. I mean, I used to enjoy when you the Harlow going into the AGM and being in the AGM and then, you know, the do-over the night before or the night, you know, the night after. It used to be a good weekend, I must admit. But I don't think
the league and that would want me in the AGM.
Yeah, it could be interesting.
I think you'd go on a bit too long. Anyone got anything to say?
Any other business, yeah.
There's quite a bit.
Yeah. What time's the do tonight? Yeah. onto Tonbridge, I mean, I remember us talking to Steve, and the time when we spoke to Steve, they'd had a fantastic start to the season, and I think when we actually got to speak to them, they were struggling quite badly when we spoke to them, and then I think the week after we came on the show, it turned around again, and they went on a nice little run and got into those playoffs, and I suppose unfortunately for Aki and that didn't get to the promised land, but fantastic for Steve and Tonbridge, and of course for me the likes of Jared Small and Alex Reid and stuff, and it was a great result for them. But I think the more surprising for me was to see their super playoff finalists being Met Police instead.
Well, Met Police nearly, Dave, went straight up. They've had an excellent season.
Mm.
So, you know, well done to them. Obviously, you know, losing Jim and whatever and the upheaval being pushed across, and they didn't know what was going to happen and how much money it's cost them. In the end, it's worked out for them.
Mm.
They've had a great year, but no, for Tonbridge, brilliant. I'm really pleased. Adem Ramadan played for me at the Thames Meet as a young lad. I gave him a chance to come through. He's had some injuries, but he's had a good year for them. And like you said, Alex, I know he's watching, and some of the other lads, been absolute first class. And I spoke to Steve after the playoff number one win, and said, well done, enjoy it. And then, yes, I spoke to him again today as well. And he said he was still getting over his hangover. But it's great. It's great for the town. It's great for the, you know, Tonbridge are a big club. They're up in the National South a few years ago, and they've done well. And like you said, they've seemed to hit good form at the right time. And it just goes to show that, you know, you can do that in that league with hard work. And Steve's hard work's really paid off. Be interesting as it go. I would have thought, and Tonbridge fans and that ain't listening, want to kill me. But I thought when Paul left Sutton, that they might have spoke to Steve, because obviously Steve was at Sutton with Paul years ago. So I don't take anything away from him, but it's, you know, it might be something they looked at. But no, it's like I said, going back to them, tremendous achievement, massive crowd on both the finals. Again, be interesting who hosted that final, the Super Playoff.
I think Met Police did, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
You know, who gets the money on that one?
Mm. Be interesting.
Is it split 10 ways?
And between leagues and between boards and everything else, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I mean, a great achievement. I mean, because as you said, it must be one of those things where you win your own playoff, and you're thinking, great, you know, she's fantastic. And then, you know, again, you'd be going up to, you know, into the conference south, Vanarama South or Vanarama North or whatever, wherever you are. And then all of a sudden, you've got to play another game just to try and actually get there. So, I mean, someone as a smaller club as Met Police, they must be absolutely gutted not to actually be able to take their place in the Conference South.
Well, it's same as Hayward with Met Police, in it. Like you said, they've got themselves where they are, and they should be playing National South football.
Mm.
Will they get another chance? You never know. But it's, you know, I said to you before, I feel sorry for Gavin that over there. They're nice people, but again, you know, I'm pleased over the moon for Steve and Tunbridge.
Mm. Here's a question for you then. Met Police, then, we say we feel a bit sorry for them. Do you think that if Mr. Cooper was still there, that you know, Twitter and that might be a bit of light by now?
Well, we think they might take the law in their own hands. yeah, of course you'd be going mad, wouldn't you? Yeah. I don't know if you've just seen, Ollie's just sent a message in saying there are strong rumours that Steve was favourite for the Kingstonian job. Anthony Gow is rumoured. Good few names mentioned, including another manager who made it into the instrument. League playoffs.
Mm.
So,
and that was, I mean, I know, let's just go off the subject a little bit, but you just mentioned Anthony Gow. I mean, was you, that's probably for me, it got me the biggest shock of the lot for me, seeing him move from Walton Casuals with his dad being the chairman, etc., etc., yep. and moving from there. That one really shook me, that one.
Yeah, no, I was surprised when I saw that. Very surprised. They stayed up, which is good. First time in that league, and he steps away. So, you might be right. You know, and he could be a good fit for Kingstonian.
Mm. Be an interesting one to see where we find him in the end. But that was a bit of a shocker, I must admit, for me when I saw that. I thought, you know, you'd think you'd sewn on the job for as long as he wanted it, really.
Sometimes you just sit there and think, oh, does the club need to go a direction? And obviously, you know, Tony might be the chairman, but he won't have all the say. And you know, they've got a brand new. They've gone back home. They've got a new stadium. They just might think, a change is what was needed.
Mm. Yeah, maybe. I suppose one of the other things then that happened over the last couple of days as well was, and I don't think you actually saw it yourself, was the, shall we say, I'll put it politely, the mistake on the. Bostic official website. I mean,
you mean cock up,
Dave. Okay, cock up. You know, that was a bit of a shake, especially as
for Whitton. I didn't see it. I didn't know, but I won't lie. I didn't know it was a mistake. Mm. Maybe like Whitton didn't. again, just very, very poor. The way it was done, I think, similar to the Greenwich Borough thing. I think statements should come out maybe before. Things like that are put on league tables. Mm. So, just think, you know, certain things need to be. I think there've been a few lessons learned this year.
Mm.
I think with how things are dealt with, I think making things public. That's the only. You know, I don't want to keep criticising the league because there's some great people there. I think someone that's maybe looking over the media side isn't to do it. It's got different maybe ideas to what teams would like it to be. If there was going to, again, it's strange that there's a points deduction. It's really strange why it's only one.
Mm.
I think there'll be a few teams up in arms, and I know people go, well, you can do this and that, but you know, I think you just want to see it more transparent.
So do you feel that?
I know that teams get sent minutes from the league meetings. So if they get passed, why don't certain things just be absolutely just put out? They've been at one point because played eligible player for this reason, who the player was, and why it is only a point, 3 points, or just a fine.
Mm.
You know, Premiership clubs, that's what happens if they get deducted points. I know it's pretty obvious because you know where it is, but you know, it's just out there in the open, and it just, I'm not saying there is anything going on, but it just takes out that anyone's going, well, why has that happened to them and not them? And why is that? Just put it out there.
Mm. I mean, I suppose the weirdest thing is why 1 point for one team, 3 points for another team, and so many points for another team. It just seems really, really weird.
Yeah, there's certain things, like I said, Dave, people just think playing eligible players is an automatic points deduction. It's not. if you play someone that, just say for instance, hasn't got international clearance, you will get a fine, because obviously, you know, for me, he's more eligible than anyone else is, because he could have done something in another country and we signed, he died. Mm. But that is what the rules are for the FA, or not the FA, the leagues. The FA don't do you points at that time. They can do, but they let leagues deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, again, why, you know, send a list out to every club. This could happen, or put it out on the website.
Yeah.
You know, what it is. If, not for that exact person, but just say, look, these are the rules. Eligible player, no international clearance. You can get a whatever, you know, a fine. Eligible player who signed a Moody, though, he hasn't signed his form, which leagues do, which clubs, some clubs allegedly do.
Mm.
3 points. You know, and just put it all down. And I know you can't go to that, but and then people can get a rough idea. And it's not just on this rule. It could be on loads of rules. You know, failing to... Just you know, there's a lot of... Oh, I've got to try and say this politely, which is really hard for me. There's a lot of people, like you've got your ground hoppers, that are really interested in things like this, that like to know the ins and outs of all the stats, all the things that are going on. So put it out there, let them have a look.
Mm.
Let them say, well, look, do you know you can get that for that? And then they'll know more.
Mm. I mean, Ryan Worley's come and said, however unfair it is, though, talking about the Heybridge situation, that the rules had not... So that's the rules, and they had not lost to Aveley and Coventry at home in the last 4 games, then their PPG would have been higher. Therefore, they could and should have gone up.
Hence what I said, Dave, about when all these games are going on. I kept saying that every team needs to win as many games as possible. When you were going, would you rest anyone?
Mm.
It had to be, you know, you had to win every game.
Mm.
And it's completely true. You know, the facts are there. It's true. Everyone did know what the rules were. Everyone knew the rules. The rules are just a joke.
Mm.
And that was it. You know, you can say what you want now. It was an absolute farce. You wouldn't get this in anywhere else.
No.
So, you know, it's just like it's like a circus. All they should have done this year, while they were doing this league, they should have just done, right, the top two go up in every division, apart from the ones without points per average ain't good enough. And forgot about the playoffs this year.
Mm.
Just done it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you said, or even like they do in Scotland or anywhere like that, where they, you know, if you've got 4 going down, you know, the 5th place team plays that team that's in second place or whatever, you know.
What they should have done is, yeah, the actual proper way they should have done it is left it as it is, and the teams in step 3 and the teams in step 2 who had the worst points per average that was relegated go down, not the, you know, only 3 go down, only 2 go down. That's what they should have done. They're normal 4, but, you know, the 2, you do get, you know, if you've got higher points per average, 2 of you stay up.
Mm.
And that's what that's what they should have done.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm only sensible and clever. I don't get paid loads of money to eat prawn sandwiches, wear a tie and look out on a beautiful pitch.
So what, but what happens next year then? Is it the same rule for next season?
No. No, it's changed. It go back because there's a new Step 4 league coming in the north, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
So that will open it up for the 8 teams again.
Yeah.
There's obviously the Step 3, if I'm right or wrong, Step 2, only 2 sides go down, or 1 go down, I think, to make it right. The only thing is, at our level, I think if you finish 3rd from bottom, if I'm right, across all the leagues, or 2nd from bottom, you play a team from step 5 that's finished runners-up or 3rd or something similar like that.
Right, okay.
Similar to what you just said about the Scottish thing.
Yeah.
Again, that's another joke, but there we go. Trying to make it fun, innit?
Trying to make it exciting right to the end, aren't they? But they're just cocking it up one year after year.
Well, it's like the FA Vars final. If Churchill or Cray Valley win, they've got to go and play the team who won the trophy final to see who wins.
Mm.
No, they don't. It's just like a joke, isn't it? You don't really win the trophy until you have to win it again.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And that is exactly what it's like. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Mm. Well, I saw a tweet, or I think it was a tweet by Jamie Curran, or if it was a tweet that he retweeted, but there was a tweet there that was saying that, and it was, you know, like you're getting at this time of year where we're getting the tables of who's in what league, etc., etc. And there was one there, and Bishop Stalford had actually gone into their third different league in three different seasons. Can you see that? And I mean, how on earth can you plan if you're Bishop Stalford if you just don't know what, you know, not necessarily what division you're going to be in, but what league you're going to be in?
You can't, Dave, and this is what we said before. You should be at least put in that league for a couple of, you know, there's got to be, you wonder why some clubs are going out of business. If possible, where they are geographically, it could happen. Mm. It really could happen. You know, you would feel for them if it does again, but they'll just take it and carry on and do what they need to do.
Mm.
Some of this prediction stuff that comes out a lot is, you know, it is just a stack of people just playing around. They don't know what's going on.
Mm. So what about Romford then? Are we expecting to see Romford stay?
Yeah, definitely. I think they're in.
Mm.
100%. Pleased for them. As much as disappointed for the other two, I'm really pleased for them. You know, I think they deserve a bit of luck. They really do. And let's just hope they can take that with both hands and do the business next year.
Mm. And it's one of those things, though, with Romford, it just wouldn't feel the same without them, would it?
No. No, they're lovely people there. All over, from management down to all the board.
Mm.
Really nice people. So, yeah, no, they're a club that you definitely want in the league.
Mm. So where's your feelings then, I suppose, on I suppose one of our last subjects, and then we'll go on to other bits and bobs. But what about teams announcing players then before, you know, as well? Already this seems to be, everything seems to be completely alive, you know, on there saying that, you know, we've signed this player, we've signed that player, and already, you know, he's loads of, you know, Bostic sides and Vanarama sides all coming out saying that they're, you know, they're signing players already.
Yeah, listen, I spoke, we had our league presentation on Saturday, and some of our players said that, you know, one player, about 10 clubs are running. And they said, no, unless you're signing on a full contract, no one can be registered until after the AGM when these league form comes out. Mm. So, you know, I've got to talk to mine. Lads, we spoke to a lot of them to retain them. And you can do that. But, yeah, listen, most teams want to get things sorted early. Managers, this is our busiest time now, and if you snooze, you lose, as they say.
Mm.
But you know, it's but also you can't do too much if, like, you sign someone on an old form and then someone else signed. You know, there is no legal part of it unless it's on a contract. So, but players are putting it out there. Wonder where I'm going this year. Free agent. So, you know. Just get on with it.
Mm.
I'm used to it. Nothing surprised me, Dave. We've been doing it too long.
Mm. So, I mean, it's on that.
I signed it, mine.
Yeah, on the contract. But I mean, do you see? Is that difficult for you? Though you know, you speak to players, and you know, for experience, you speak to, say, your own players. But then, of course, you don't even know whether or not they're actually. How can I say this? You don't know whether or not they're telling you the truth or not. Whether or not they say to you, "Yes, Keith, don't worry, I'll be here next season. We had a great season this season."
Yeah, you know, taking people at your word is difficult nowadays. Mm. Because of the money's been around, but I think you know who will mostly stay or that. You know, we've got a very close together squad, so I'm positive that we're going to be okay.
Mm.
But yeah, listen, you're looking at people. I haven't spoke to any players outside my team yet, but now it's all going off. I will do because you've got to do a job. I've got a job to do, and you've got to do it.
Mm. And do you see? I mean. Do you see players? I mean, is there players out there? Is there one team, like, every year that sort of comes out of the blue and that seems to be signing players all over the shop?
Yeah, want to go for it. Well, more than one.
Mm.
Someone will come in and give it a go. And good luck to them, if that's what they want to do. Mm. You know, you look at the leagues, from the north, the divisions, the teams that were in the playoffs will go for it again. You've got Grays Canvey in there now. Jim's there. We'll push Grays on. In the Prem, obviously, Haringey had a great year, but you're going to look at the normal. Worthing, obviously, whoever's going to come down now will go in there. You know, they're all going to give it a go. Bognor. So, every team, you know what's going on. My division, Ashford, Hastings, I know for a fact Hastings. They'll all be there again.
Mm. Anybody? No surprises. Do you see anyone that you might have heard, you know, might be thinking they might be, you know, really going to go for it this year?
No, I haven't, Dave. I don't really. You try and get some sort of time off, which is impossible, but you hear loads of rumours, and sometimes, most of them ain't even worth listening to.
Be certainly interesting. I suppose the one that'd be interesting for me, and I know I've spoken a lot about him recently, but I said someone like a Harlow would be very interesting to see what happens down there. You know, because as Jake has said, they had a lot of players that were on loan and kept getting quite a lot of loanees in. Now they're in a lower division. Do they go for players of their own? You know, that are going to be their own, or do they still go on that sort of? Well, let's loan them from Southend and everywhere else.
They've got to build some foundation, haven't they? They've got to start getting players in. They've dropped down now. They need to maybe start bringing a few more youngsters in, somewhere local, or just, do a good job. But Dan knows the league really well. Mm. You know what he's got to do. So I wouldn't be surprised if they'd be there or thereabouts.
Mm. So I suppose if we start with these divisions then, if we start with your division first, your playoff winners, were you expecting that to be your Horsham?
100%. They were the best team in the league for me, obviously behind Cray. They were so organised. You'd watch them, Dave, and you wouldn't go, they're good. Mm. They're just organised. They were very solid. The pitch down there helped them as well. I ain't going to lie. It ain't a nice 3G, but that helped them. But they were solid. They're the team that beat us twice that I actually sat there and thought they're just too strong for us. Mm. They were the only side. So I 100% agreed that it was proven. I thought Ashford, after they beat Hastings, would have caused them a little bit of a trouble, but they were just at home so strong and they've done really, really well.
Mm.
Going into then at home ground again next year. So that'll help them. But also, I think they might have to... let's hope they don't have to do a load more work to keep them in the league.
Yeah, that's the added problem, I suppose. But what about in the South Central then? I suppose in a way, you probably would have said they were sort of the third or the fourth choice maybe of the teams in there. I know that the some of the people I spoke to said, oh, no, it's definitely going to be Bracknell. Others said, no, definitely Marlow. Not many people mentioned Craig and Chester. But
Craig. No, I know Craig. And just it being the Craig factor is why I fancied them. Bracknell seemed to have slipped off the pedal since maybe their first half of the season form. They've done ever so well and still had a good second half, but they just seemed like unstoppable at the beginning.
Mm.
But Craig has, got players that can win and they've done well. And it'd be really interesting to see where they go because obviously they've got a great chairman, as you know. They're a club on the up. What they do now?
And manager. Manager less as well.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested to see who might even go into there.
Mm. Yep.
Mm. But happy for Craig and Chesson and all those down there, because that is a fantastic achievement for Chesson to get themselves in there amongst all the all the big boys.
Brilliant, Dave. Like I said to you, I congratulated Craig, if he remembers. He's most probably he was having a few, he said, which is great. Like I said, I know a few of his players, and to come out of that league which with two big heavyweights in there is a great achievement. And as I just said earlier, I'm really looking forward to see how they do next year.
Mm. I think that, would you expect those, Dean and that, to expect them just to try and stay in there, or would you expect them to push on?
Do they look at what happened with Arlo, or do they think, we'll have a go? The 3G's helped their finances. Obviously, they've got Tottenham Ladies there.
Mm.
Their club pushing forward. The chairman and that's done a brilliant job for what it was maybe 5-6 years ago. And fair play, hard work pays off, and they have.
Mm. Yeah, fantastic stuff. And then of course we spoke about Heybridge, but in the north. But a great achievement by Julian. And when they played Averley, as I think I said, spoke to you on the phone about it. Absolutely, just wiped the floor with Averley. Really, I don't think Averley were on it on the day at all, and played some fantastic football. A couple of them there. And I can't even remember the player's name, but literally every time he attacked our new centre half, he looked like Bambi on ice, and he just didn't know what to do.
Yeah, listen, all the teams in that playoff were decent, were really good. So they didn't expect, like I said to you before, when people, you asked me about playoffs, I said, you've got to treat it like it's a cup final. You've got to sit there and think, look, we've got to perform. And sometimes one team will freeze, and they might have done that. I'm not sure. I'm not saying they did. But that would be interesting. Obviously, now they've announced their new manager in Danny.
Were you surprised with that?
See where they go.
Were you surprised with that as an announcement?
Yeah, I was, if I'm honest. I was. But obviously, you know, it's a good club, and let's see where they go.
And then, of course, jumping into the Prem, of course, with Tom Bridge as well. And I mean, how do you see, you know, getting a great victory and then going on to beat Met Police? I mean, do you see them holding their own in the Vanarama South next year?
Yeah, I think that, you know, they will know what a bigger step that is. They've been there before as a club. They may have, you know, I think Tommy Warlow was the manager there. Then they've got the support. They've got someone that knows what they're doing, the way they... sort of in the club. I think they'll give it a good go. I think they will. I think they will hold their own. But it's difficult. We've seen that with all the teams that, you know, take for instance Bognor, you know, up and down and but you just hope that they've learned and they've got a great squad of players there, and I think that you know, that if they keep them all, that they'll do well. Mm. They've got goals in their team.
Mm. So, then, I mean, if you look at it, if you look at all four divisions, Keith, I mean, who do you see as your team of the season?
All four divisions? Oh, wow.
Who's been the side to you that's been, you know, probably overachieved this year? I mean...
Well, listen, Dorking have been brilliant, but obviously everyone keeps saying it, and it's difficult, because everyone keeps saying that they've been spending big, but, you know, to come up and go up again is big. You've got to say, obviously, Horsham for me, because they've come from nowhere. I think last year they might have been mid-table, you know, even fighting for a bit of for relegation a few years ago.
Mm.
And they've come up and gone up. And I think that's unbelievable as well. Mm.
Someone's come in, Keith. Derek Burbridge has just come in and said, Horsham's new ground meets the ground grading requirements for the Premiership, so no issues there.
Yeah, if that's the case, that's brilliant.
Mm.
Good, sort of last thing
they would want. Yeah, I mean, for me, team of the season, I think you can't look any further than Haringey Borough. I think, you know, I know they didn't go up, and you know, unfortunately for them, but, you know, to do what they did in the FA Cup as well, and be seconds away from a replay there as well, and then went on an amazing run from them when everybody expected them just to, you know, crumble and fall. And I just think Aki and Tom and everybody down there have been fantastic.
You're right. They have done it exceptionally well. There's loads, though. I don't think one sticks out, because everyone that's won something won the league directly has done a great job and deserve all their accolades. Same as, you know, individuals, the Golden Boot winners and things like that, they've done excellent. Mm. So, you know, it's been a good year. Been a good year all round, all divisions, I think.
Mm.
Level of football's been exceptional.
Mm. Manager of the year?
Me. Next.
I mean, who do you think, in all fairness? I mean, out of all the four leagues there, if he was giving it to one manager out of the four leagues, I mean, for me, I would look at it, you know, probably look no further after what happened last year. For me, Rob Small.
Yeah, Rob's done a fantastic job there, hasn't he? Absolute fantastic. All individual jobs. But yeah, no, Bowers have been really, really good, and... I'd maybe go with that, mate.
I would. I mean, I know last year we got to that award last year, because we gave it to Paul Martin, and it upset quite a few people last year. But
so who cares?
But I think this year it's got, you know, Rob's one of those, you know.
No, listen, Rob. Yeah, again, no disrespect to Bowers, but for all the other clubs that have got promoted, you know, they may be the smallest.
Yeah.
New pitch. Missed that, like I said last year. No, I agree with you, Dave.
Mm.
I'd go with that.
Mm. I mean, going on to next year. I mean, yourself with VCD. I mean, and also as well with the other sides as well. I mean, do you see yourself pushing for it again, or was it this year was you pushing for it? And you know, do you think the chairman is going to go for it?
This year we wasn't pushing for it. Right, we hadn't gone for it. It just the way it worked out. The team got together and done well. I've got to speak to the chairman and the club. We haven't done that. But the chairman's been away and he came back on Saturday. We had a presentation Saturday. I spoke to some of the players, and hopefully, you know, if he goes to me, there you go, Keith. The end of the rainbow's dropped in your goal mouth, and there it all is. I'll have a chat, but he won't be. I know, you know, we know what the club's about. I know, you know, what sort of finances we've got. And we'll have a go. But if I keep the majority of the side, I think we'll do well again. As we looked at, you know, it keeps at prediction, but someone had us predicted 13th at the beginning of the season, so we've done well. You know, to lose out by a point, people say gutting, you can go over the season, this and that, what point here, what point there. But it's been brilliant. We've had a very good year. The lads have been fantastic. They've really gelled together. And that counts a lot. You know, they had their team night out the other week, and I was away with my boy in the Isle of Wight for a tour. And they were sending me the video, and you can find a closer Nick Mitch bunch. So that will speak a lot. But there'll be some big teams in our league and all the leagues looking to it. We're not going to be, you know, people might sit there now and go, oh, you could be favourites to get in a playoff place because we just missed out. But look at the teams below us, you know, the Hives at Spend and Whiteleaf that missed out. You know, and then we've got the three sides again. We've got Ashford and Hastings again, and obviously Hayward's Heath will be stronger. And then it's who's coming down in the league. And see, Cray Valley are going to come to our league. They're in the FA Vars final Sunday, and you know, they've got a few bob as well. So it's going to be competitive for us. Like, I think all the league, the North again, it's just, you know, good luck in that.
But I mean, is it vital then for you to keep Charlie? Is that sort of something that's really vital for you?
Is it vital for Arsenal to keep Aubameyang? The answer is yes. You know, Charlie, we've had a chat. Loads of clubs have spoke to him, which is quite funny. He won't play a high... I don't think he wants to play a level up. You know, he looks after his body so well. I know he watches the show, so... you know, he won all our awards. He walked up to get Young Player of the Year, which was good. but he won everything. He won players, supporters, player, managers, player, Golden Boot. And obviously he won the Golden Boot. Some of his quality, you've got to try and keep. And we will. We'll do everything to keep him. We've had a chat. He loved it with us. And we've loved having him. You know, the travelling's great for him to us as well. And that'd be a big thing. You know, I don't think he's at the age where he's going to want to travel a couple of hours down the road. But listen, he's an honourable person. He's a lovely bloke. And whatever he decides, one thing, he'll still be a mate of mine. But I'm pretty sure that we've got a great chance.
Well, I know you sent me a video of a certain club on their 3G surface. And all I can say is I saw it with my own eyes on Thursday night. And you're dead right. It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It was flooded, in fact. But
was it?
It was. Yeah, it was flooded. Yeah. The vice chairman showed me a picture of the pitch. Yeah, it was actually flooded.
Dave, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see where these FA certificates are for some of these 3G pitches. I really would.
So I know you're against 3G, and we all know. Yeah. We all know, and most of the people on our team are sort of like against 3G. I seem to be the one that's out there on my own. But it is that situation. Would you like to see, not necessarily a league ruling or an FA ruling, to stop all these 3G pitches coming in? And do you see that, you know, that eventually this is going to sort of like overtake grass pitches and we're going to have, you know, a larger percentage of 3Gs than actually grass pitches?
Because obviously teams, financially, it's perfect for teams. And I get that. And I'm not anti all that. I keep saying to you, it's a no-brainer. I get all that. I just don't like them to play on. Said I think it's a different rule. As like I said, you know, but the other week, you know, it's like me sending letters out saying you can only wear moulded studs on our pitch. What would the league do if VCD sent that out?
Yeah.
You know.
But do you think as well, though, if the more 3G pitches you get, the less, shall we say, older superstars from Football League come down and start playing, because all of a sudden, because they're going to look at it and go, you know, say like the Glenn Pauls, the Charlies, and et cetera, coming down playing, all of a sudden they're looking at it going, it's not going to be good for my knees, it's not going to prolong my career. Yes. Mm.
They look at that, they will definitely look at that, 100%.
Mm.
Yeah. But, like I said, you're just looking at something else, it's in the game now, they're all using them, and you just got to get on with it. Mm. You know, we went to Seven Oaks last game of the season, and their one was fantastic.
Mm.
It was brand new. Fantastic for them. Again, like I said, I don't like it to play on it, cause it's different.
Mm.
Different, and people say, oh, grass pitches are different, well, they are, but these have different bounce, they do have different stuff, you know. You do get a load of black stuff in your face and things like that. You do still get burns on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that says you don't get burns, ask a lot of players.
Mm-hmm.
You still get burns on them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, it's got to be an advantage, because nearly every single team that's had one's been promoted nearly, mm-hmm. or been in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I suppose it'd be wrong with us when we've got about 10 minutes before we finish tonight. But, I mean, it'd be completely and utterly wrong of us if we didn't mention, of course, our adopted team, Molesley, and the disappointment for me and you that they're no longer with us.
Yeah, gutted. Gutted for them. You know, wish them all the best. Hopefully they can bounce back. But, you know, they gave it a go. So, yeah, we'll have to just fall. Stick your team who you want me and Dave to support next year. We'll look at them and we will jump behind one of them, and we'll find the new Molesley.
Yeah, absolutely. Could be Romford.
Well, we've got a soft spot for them anyway. Yeah, but we look the same.
But it is, it certainly will be interesting to have a look and see who's that going to be that side. But I mean, Molesley herself, I mean, they had a great run to the end of the season. It's just a shame that run really did come just a little bit too late, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It is a shame. Ollie said Kingstonian. Pick another club, Ollie. it is a shame. You kept going, come on, the result. The big turning point was A's and Yedin when they was in front. And then I think they lost right at the end. They did give it a go. They gave it to the last day of the season. And like you said, if they'd have maybe showed the same sort of attributes, which always surprises me at the beginning, then they might not have been in that position.
Mm. So looking at the four divisions, roughly we know who's going to be in the divisions and not. I mean, there might be the odd surprise here and there. But, I mean, at this early stage, I mean, your division next year, I mean, if you took yourselves out of it, I mean, who would you expect to walk away with a championship next year?
We've got Hastings and Ashford, obviously the two teams that weren't in the play, they'll be there or thereabouts again, definitely. Hastings, for me, I would say, more.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it depends who else. Hive will have another go at it, Whiteleaf will. It'd be good. Like I said, in the north, you've got Maldon, you're going to have Abridge, you're going to have Averley, you're going to have Grays, and you're going to have Coggleshaw, you're going to have Canvey, and keep going.
Mm.
That's going to be tough.
In that division, do you see Harlow up there?
Got to throw them in the mix, ain't you?
Mm.
Got to throw them in the mix. Sudbury.
Mm. Because Mark's one of those ones, he did say, didn't he, that he's getting a young team together, and he's just trying to build a young squad up there rather than an experienced side.
That thing's going to be so tough. So tough. Yeah, Ollie, come back with South Park. Yeah, that'd be good.
So
they might not want us, Ollie, I think.
Yeah, so what about the South Central?
South Central, you've got to look at Bracknell now. Be interesting what Waltham maybe do. Marlow, Westfield, and whoever else they throw in that jigsaw league.
Tooting and Mitcham and all those, I suppose, as well, isn't it?
Staines. But I think they're in trouble, Staines, by all accounts. So we'll see. But you don't know what league they're going to go in. But that league could get really shaken up again.
What about the Prem?
Wow. Again, I'm looking at what I like with Worthing. I think you've got to look at Worthing next year. I think they'll have a little pop. And again, it depends who comes down. Bishop Stortford, if they're in it.
It's going to be a club. What about Folkestone and Victor?
Folkestone will always be there or thereabouts. Again, I don't know the ins and outs. I'm not sure they may have the finances to push to win it. It's a playoffs, they will. But again, like we said, Margate will be there as well. But I think Worthing might just be one side that might just have a go with Margate now the J scenario's there.
Well, Ollie's just come back to Kingstonian, but I mean, not being funny, Kingstonian were favourites to walk away with it this year, and they've just had an absolute nightmare, haven't they, from sort of almost from start to finish.
Yeah, they'll do something. Obviously, hopefully, like I said, if Dave has gone back, Mark has gone back, then that will help things off the pitch. So, yeah, we'll see.
What about Guernsey? What do we see going to happen to Guernsey this year?
I don't know, Dave. They're not going to get their new ground for a year or so, so I think they're going to be in a similar position. They have most probably, and I know they won't like this, underachieved this year. Because I know they can get out, we've got this player, but they had the same sort of side the year before and done okay. But I think they'll be better than what they were. They will be better than where they were.
Because again, you got to look at it and say, right, okay, you know, where they finished this year, you got to almost look at it and pick and say, right, okay, you've got to find two teams that are probably worse than them, because there'll be two people dropping out, you know, hopefully next year as such. And, you know, as you said, Cray Valley come in, they're not going to be, you know, they've got to the Vars final next weekend. So, of course, they're not going to be a pushover that they're going to be down at end. They'll probably be mid-table playoff area. So, I mean, you know, all of a sudden you've got to start off really strongly, haven't you, next year?
Yeah, your start's very important. And like you said, it's not far away now. You only just finished, we're talking about the start.
Fixtures-wise, I mean, when they'll be sort of, I suppose, mid-July, will they?
Yeah, end of July, when they? I think the league's having a double start in it. Some are starting on the 10th and some on the 17th of August. Again, I can't, you know.
One thing from this season that you'd like to see better for next season, would that be refereeing?
Or it's standard not going to happen, off? Dave, is it? Not going to go into the refs one. Because too many people, when you play against them, say, oh, you know, he's going to moan about you on the show and all that. and they don't. And then when things go against them, they're moaning. So, you know, referees seem to get on with it. I'm not moaning about referees anymore. I tried to make a difference. Some people agreed, some didn't, and that's absolutely fine. But if you ain't going to do nothing about it, don't moan. That's all I'm going to say to anyone. I'd like to see, you know, obviously, the playoff thing different. I'd like to see, which could happen, if you get suspended, it's for the next game, not 7 days. Yeah. I'd like to see that. And I'd like to see something done with a few more midweek fixtures.
Well, someone's come back in and said, what about Chertsey? Will they be coming into our league next year?
They work with, again, Dave Anderson's a friend of mine, and he was on, and they're playing them in the, that's good. They've got two mates in the Vars final on Saturday, Sunday. They will come in, I think, in the South Central, won't they, if they do, or they could go in the Everstick Southern, but they know, they'll be there, they'll be strong. They will be strong. Big club.
Ollie said, combined counties start on August the 3rd, FA Cup starts on the 10th.
Yeah, so that's why some of our teams will start on the 10th and some on the 17th, because, for some reason, I don't know why, but anyway, it is what it is.
So, I mean, we finished the season, the non-league season finishes on Saturday, and Sunday. So, I mean, are you there yourself on Sunday? Are you going?
I am there, Dave, yes. I am there on Sunday. I am hobnobbing it up in the skies with my friends across the road.
Lovely. That's exactly where I wanted to be. But unfortunately, I'm in the top tier. I will be there. But I'll be there with the missus, and I've helped out my sister
in the country. I'll FaceTime you a picture of the prawn sandwiches.
You're a star.
And also, anyone at the FA, it's your chance now, because I'm next door to your offices. Come and get me.
So, I mean, I know you got, as you said, you know, Chertsey and of course, Cray Valley, but I mean, who do you see winning that one?
Chertsey? Yeah, Cray Valley got some great players. Kevin Lisby plays for them. And I know quite a few of the Cray Valley. Lee Dawson's there, and Chrissy Orange, who I know. And and Kevin, they're a really good side. Dave's got, you know, Chertsey are, will be strong. You know, his experience is unbelievable. And their support will be, I think, will outnumber. I think they sold 3,000 tickets, Cray Valley, which is brilliant for us, you know, a club that gets 100 whatever through the gate. But I think Chertsey might have done that times three, I think. So, yeah, it'd be a good game. I've just got a sneaky feeling Chertsey might be a little bit too strong.
And the trophy final?
Leighton Orient.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Leighton Orient.
I must admit, hopefully. But it'll be a great day. I think it's probably one of the best non-league final days that we on record, I think, with the teams that are actually in it, especially as they're like local sides, and then you've got something like
Leighton. Maidstone couldn't get there. They got knocked out in the semis, didn't they? Because that would have been unreal. Maidstone, Leighton Orient.
Yeah, it would have been a great game, yeah, because you'd have seen the guys from Maidstone there as well. But listen, that's the end of our show tonight. We could say we'll be here for an hour tonight, but I'd just like to say a massive, massive thank you, of course, to you know, a really good friend as well, to Keith for the season. So thank you, Keith, for joining us all season.
You're welcome, Dave. It's always a pleasure.
And, of course, also to the guys from the other show as well, in Dean Saunders, Dean Barker, Paul Wickenden through the season as well. Massive thank you to those guys. But, of course, we couldn't say anything but a massive thank you to you guys for watching every single week. Me and Keith will be back. Once Keith's set up all the his stuff ready for pre-season, we'll be back in probably beginning of September like we did this year. But also, of course, a massive thank you to Paul Lansdale and Repos, because without them, we probably wouldn't have been able to do this year. So
I had a good chat with him, Dave, at last game of the season, because first time I met him, obviously we was at Seven Oaks. Very nice fella.
And a fantastic company. And as I keep retweeting out on my Twitter account and the show's Twitter account, these guys are trying to help out all non-league clubs to try and get your back of house into some kind of a better state for you, all computerised and everything else. And these guys are doing an amazing job. So go into their website, Repos website, and have a good look at what they're up to, and maybe give Paul and his company a shout for that.
But listen, Dave, before we go, because quickly, Ashley Probex is just watching one of my players, and he'll get this. Ash. Never mind, you get that. She's come back from Valencia.
But listen, everybody, thank you very much for joining us again tonight, and hopefully you'll be back with me and Keith this time next season. And until then, thank you everybody for watching. Good night.